In the 1970s, there were only two breeding pairs of the falcons in California. Thanks to captive breeding programs like the one at UC Santa Cruz, there are now 300 pairs.
That and the banning of the pesticide DDT that was resulting in eggshell thinning and breakage, which is the reason for the low population numbers, those two things together ended up recovering this endangered species. And it's one of the few species that's been taken off the endangered species list.
Dr. Zeke Glux went to the nest on the roof of the PG&E building to put ID bands on the three male chicks while their angry parents flew around in protest.
The only way that we can tell where these birds are going, how long they're living, how successful they are in the wild is by keeping track of individuals. And these bands allow us to know that we're seeing the same bird year after year at a certain location.
Dr. Glux says falcons used to nest under the Bay Bridge but moved here for the food supply.
Around here, it's absolutely rock pigeons. The pigeons you see when you're at the diner or wherever on the sidewalk, those are perfect prey for the peregrine falcon. They can catch them in flight, and they're numerous. So these birds are not running low on food at any time of the year.
They can go to Pier 39.
Yes. They can gather dinner wherever they...
Or, you know, Oracle Park during the Giants game.
Yes, and that's why we think they're doing so well in urban areas in the last couple decades since recovery is because of the bountiful prey populations here.
In San Francisco, Bob Butler, KCBS.